And now, like, nothing doing. I won't let you stay and leave. Omle Savakanta said back to listen. I'll pay you the value of half of the Suda. Pay you $1,000, half of the Suda. Omle Loi, still nothing doing. Omle Savakanta said, I'll pay you for the value of those Suda. Just don't embarrass me. Let me stay. Omle Loi, this person, right, was a Rosh, he said, no, I'm not going to let you stay. Nokta Biyodi took him by his hand, Vyukma Biafka picked him up and threw him out. That's what this Balabas did to this person, Bakansa. Omar, so Bakansa said to himself, Hoyo Veheve Yasvi Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin was sitting there, Vloy Mochibay, and they did not protest, they did not say anything, Ishmamino Konichulu. His Mashmi understood that they agreed to what happened here. And they also agreed that they didn't bother the fact he was embarrassing me. So he got angry at them. So he said, Ezel, let me go. Eichel Bukurtsa Beimalka. Let me go tell some Russians Malshinas. I'll tell on the Jews to the king. Why didn't the Chum be Meicha? What you have to say is they figured there, the Rabbanah figured that nobody would listen to them. They didn't have the opportunity to be Meicha. They thought if they would say something, the Balabas would just throw them out also. So therefore they couldn't say anything. But our co-opponent of this Bakansak went away very embarrassed, and he wanted to take down the Chum and revenge upon the Jews. So Ozil, he went, Omal El-Kesi, told the king, Mordo b'cho yudoish, no, the Jews are rebelling against you. Omal, the king said, Miyema, who told you? Omal, so Bakanta said, I'll prove it to you. Shadalu kubana, go send them a korban. And Chazis and Si ima karvin lay, if they'll bring it or not, you send them a korban to them in base of media, see if they'll bring it or not. Ozil, so the king listened, Shadal biyode egla klosa. He sent by him a perfect animal, a cluster means a third one of an eagle, a third calf, the third one born from its mother, a very expensive, good calf. So it was a good korban. But Badi Dikosi, when Bakamsa was bringing it to the Jews, Shode Bei Mum, Bakamsa put a mum into this animal. Some say he slit the lip. The Yamulun, some say, Bedukin Shabayin, on the corner of the eye, he slit it. So Dukhta, this is the place, till the Daan heavy mumma. For us Jews, it's a mumma passel the korban. We're not going to bring it on the mizbeach. But the ludidhu for the goyim, if they would have brought it on their bummies, lav mumma. It's not called a mum. So therefore, the king did not understand why these Jews are not bringing my korban. So who savar heavy savar rabbanon? The rabbanon thought likruvei. Let's bring this korban. They saw what's going on here, and they thought even though usually a mum we're not allowed to bring, but over here we should be allowed to do it. Mishum Shalom Malchus, to make peace for the Malchus, they shouldn't come to kill us. And really, Mashmah, they should have done it. It would have been mutter to do it. But the Amalu Rav Zechariah ben Avkulnis, Rav Zechariah ben Avkulnis, he by says was a little soft at heart, and he didn't want to do it. He said like this, if we're going to bring this carbon right now, Yoimra, people will say, Bali Mumim craving the Gabi Mizbeach. People think you're allowed to bring a Bal Mum to the Mizbeach. So he didn't want to let them to bring the carbon. So what's the other way to do? But now that they're not going to bring the korban, this Balkamsa will go back to the king and tell us. So the Rabbanu thought to say, Lemikdalei, let's go kill this person Balkamsa. To the lays of Elaine, he should not go to the king and tell him the Jews. And Mashmosa, they had a right to do, which they should have killed him. But Amalu Rav Zechariah said, Yom, if we're going to kill him, people will say, you know why we're killing him? Because Mata Mum Bekotshim Yorik. Because all he did wrong was, people will say that he put a mum on a korban. So people say, whoever makes a mum in the korban deserves to be killed, and that's not halacha. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonim did not have him killed. Rabbi Zechariah did not have him killed. So Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yechonim says, that and the Sinusa Esher Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkumis, his lightly easy heart going, Avinus says, as another, he was too easy here. Because of that, Hechriva Espesenu, he caused that our bias, the Beis Hamikdash, to be destroyed. V'Sofrenu Asechleinu, our Hechel was burnt up. We were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Kitzabai says he did a mistake. That's true on the pasuk before. Ashra yod mafacha tamid. A person must always be afraid, like to be scared, to look into the future, to see at certain times you have to do things to save the Jews. But the Maisa was, they didn't kill Bakansa. He went back to the king and he told the king the Jews are rebelling, and the king believed him. The Roman king believed him, so now the Roman king went to go to kill out the Jews of the Kamki Yishalayim. So, Shodar Alavayu Leniron Kesar. The Roman king sent the Niron. He sent this prince Niron to capture Yerushalayim. His kikosti, when he was on the way to Yerushalayim, shoda giri, threw an arrow, the mizrach, up to the east side, also nothing of Yerushalayim, it fell towards Yerushalayim. As if to say a simon, you'll be able to conquer Yerushalayim now. Lamarav, he threw an arrow to the west side, also nothing of Yerushalayim, it also went to Yerushalayim. Liab, Aruchas, the four sides of Shemayim, also nothing of Yerushalayim, they all fell down to Yerushalayim. Mashma, now's the time to conquer Yerushalayim. But Omer Linuki found a small kid and he asked him, Psukali Psukecha, let me hear a pasuk that you're learning. Omele told him over the pasuk, when Asati es nekmosi b'yedon b'yan ami Yisrael. I'm going to take nekoma from Edom through the hands of my nation. What does that mean to say? Oma kitshu brucha, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Boyi lecheruvei beisi. I have to have the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed now. Right, so the Jews were doing a lot of aveiros. It was only fit that Hashem should be destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But any guy like Edom, those people that are going to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they'll also get punishment. Don't worry, they'll be killed also. Now, like Hashem is willing two in one shot. He's going to let Edom go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but they'll get the punishment also. So, Mitzkitza, that's what this Kesar Niran understood. That true, now's the time to wipe out Yerushalayim. But he'll be killed from it. So, Melo, what did he do? Is Orak, he ran away, the Ozal the Igar, and he became a Ger, as he was Maharim, a Chuba, this Kesa, Niran, and he became a Jew, and the Nofik Menei Rabbi Meir came out of him, and of his descendants came out the Halatana Rabbi Meir. Kitsa, they couldn't find him anymore, but I don't know if the king, the Roman king, didn't know what happened to him, but he disappeared, this Kesa, Niran. So what did the Roman king do? Shadriela Vail Aspasinus, he sent Aspasinus Kesa, another prince, to go conquer Yerushalayim. Also, as Pesainus came, Tsar Allah Tlosishoni. For 3 years he besieged Yerushalayim. Hevi Buhani Tlosasiri. There were three rich people in Yerushalayim. The names were Nakdimen Ben Gurion, Oven Kalba Savuatu, Oven Sittas Aksos. That was the names. Why? Nakdimen Ben Gurion Shenokto Lechama. The son was held up for him. The Gemara in Tainis, that he once made a promise with the king there that he'll return water at a certain time, and Hashem didn't make it rain, so he was davening to Hashem. Hashem held up the sun, the day should not end. Before it started to rain, he had water to return back. So that's what's called Nakdimim. The sun was held back because of him. Ben Kalba swore, what was that name? Shekol HaNichnas LeBeisek Yeshurav. Whoever came into his house when he was hungry, Kekelo, like a dog, Yoytzik Yisusavu, he came out when he was satisfied, because he used to feed him a lot. What's the lashon of Ben Sittas Aksos? That means Shoisat Sisasa Negreras Agabik Sosis. His tittis means his fringes of his begodim was rolling on top of cushions. He was so rich, he had cushions under his clothing. And Ika the army, some say, means to say Shoisak Sosa Matelas Bengdela Roimi. It was very important by the government, even by the Romans. He used to have a big seat there by the Romans. But these were three rich people. So Chadam once said, Lu, Ano, Zayna, Lu, Bechit Yisori. I'll support Yerushalayim now by giving them wheat and barley. The Chadam once said, Chadam, Lu, Bede Chamro, Bede Milcho, Mishcha. I'll give them wine, salt, and oil. That's what I'll supply Yerushalayim with. The Chadam once says, No, Chadam, Lu, Bede Tzivi. I'll give them wood. Like at that time, it's very valuable wood to burn to our fuel. They didn't have all gas. They used to cook with wood. The Shabchu Rabban with its Sivna, Rabban gave a Shvat, that was the best thing to give the wood. The Rav Chizda, Kol Eklidi, all his keys, have a Mosle Sham, he gave over to his servants. Baram with its Sivna, did not give over the key to the storehouse of the wood. Why? Because that was very important to him. The Yom Rav Chizda said, A Kalbu the Chit, if you have one storehouse, warehouse of wheat, is Boy Shisan A Kalbu the Tzivi. It needs 60 warehouses of wood. In other words, you need a lot of wood to cook up, to make the fire, to cook up the bread. So without the wood, it's worthless to have the flour. So therefore, that's a very choshev thing. Hakoponim, between these three people, hevelu lemezin esem lechatrosa. They had enough food now, enough money to support the whole Yerushalayim for 21 years. But hevi bu hanu biryuni. Inside Yerushalayim there was a bunch of bandits. Inside Yerushalayim, Moshe Zanoshim, I caught them empty head people, of Chuzim and Mechom. All they want to do is just fight. They itch to have a war. That's all. Is Omrulu Rabbonin, and they were controlling the gates. They didn't let anybody come and go out. So Omrulu Rabbonin, the Rabbonin said to these bandits, Nepok v'nevet shama badayo. Let us go out and talk to the Romans. We want to make peace with them. Loishav Kino, the bandits, these empty-headed guys, didn't let them go. Omru, they said just the opposite. Omru, they said, Nefek v'nefek korfe badayu. Let's go outside and fight them. Omru, the Rabbanan said, that is bandits, hishno lo mistaye milsa. You won't be able to win them. No, that's not an Eitzer either. So Kitzu is a stalemate. Is komu kanu lahanu amavri dechitu sari. So these bandits got up and burnt down the warehouses of the wheat and the sorghum of the barley. They have a kafna, and there was a hunger. In other words, they thought like this, cause them on this food inside, the Rabbanim won't let them go out and fight. But now that they have no more food inside, there's hunger, maybe now they'll let us go out and fight. They only want to go fight these bandits. All right, turn over. So Gemara says, Marsa Bas Baisus, the name of a lady, Asirta Yishlayim, she's a very rich, one of the rich ladies of Yishlayim. Have Shadros L'Shlucha, she sent a servant, for Yomala, she said to him, Zil Isli Smidi, go buy me some fine flour. It was a hunger, she had no food in the house. Adios, by the time he got down to the slowpoke, his davin, it was all sold out already. Also, he also wasn't too smart, he came back to servant, Omala, he told her, Shno, Smidi Lekra is no more fine flour. But Chiyurtika, there's white flour there, but he didn't think of buying it though, he first asked her. Omer lay, so she told him, Zil Isli, good, go get me at least that. Adi Ozna, by the time he got back to the marketplace, his daven, that was also sold out already. Osti came back to Biyomu and told Ishno, Chiyutalek, there's no more white flour. But Gushkaraika, there's black flour in the market. Omer, she said to him, okay, Zil Isli, go get it for me already. Adi Ozna, he took his time and stomach, Adi Ozna, by the time he went back there, his daven, that was also sold, nothing left. Osti came back to Biyomu and told Ishno, Gushkaraika, there's no more black flour. But Kimcha the Sarika is the least barley flour in the market. Omula, she told him, okay, get going. Zil Isli, give that at least. Get that to me at least. Adios, by the time he got back, this davin was also sold. Kimcha, she gave up on him already. So have a Shlifa Misana. She took off her shoes before, a rich lady. She thought she was going to sleep, and she just wanted to get some food. But Omula, she said, now, Apod, let me go outside now. V'yechse, imishkach namidiv, I can go find something to eat lamechel. So it's Yoyevlo part of Ikarya. She walked outside and she stepped on some schmutz, some junk. Right? She says the parish what comes out of the behemoth. Oh, nice. From that, she's such a mafun, she's so delicate that she died because of that. Kori Elor Rabbi Yechon Mazak, Rabbi Yechon Mazak called upon her this postrick that says, Haraka b'cho, the delicate of you, v'anuga, hashel nisusor kaf raglo, that even your steps to your feet, you won't be able to take any little junk. Ika the army, some say, when the story of her was, Gregris, the date, tried out date, Reb Tzadik Ochla. She ate the date that Reb Tzadik threw away. We'll soon see the mice with Reb Tzadik. The Esnisan, she came and this came delicate because of that. Umesan, she died. Now, what was the story of Reb Tzadik? The Rebbe Tzadik Yosef Aboyin Shonim Betanisa. Reb Tzadik fasted for 40 years straight. Could be means by datum, a night, Mestam he ate. But not too much, we'll soon see. I call upon him for 40 years straight he fasted. Why? To la lichor Yerushalayim, that Hashem should not break a churban to Yerushalayim. Ki yavi ocho midi, when he would eat something, Mastam at night, having mischazi miavroi, you could see it outside going down his stomach, he was so thin. If he had the borrow and he wants a little bit strength, maisle gregus, they brought him a date, and maitzi, he would suck out a little bit, mihu, some juice he would suck out, vishadalu, and then he would throw it away. That's what happened. This lady picked up that date and started to eat it, and the vice versa. She is such an Istanist that because Stam Reb Tzadik, when he took him, she couldn't take it, so she died from that. Ki havi konicha nashma, she was about to die, afikta l'chol dava v'kaspa. She took all her gold and silver, shadisa b'shukah, she threw it outside to the street. Omer, she said, hi, l'mami boili, what do I need it for? If I don't have food to eat, what do I need all my money for? So, behind the sit, that's what the pasuk in Cheskel says, Sofim ba'chutzos yashlichu. Kesav, the silver, throw it outside in the streets. Kids, that's not the main thing, the silver. Abba Sikra, Reish Bru Yugad Yushlaim. He was the head, at least a puppet, of the bandits in Yushlaim. And he was Barachte the Raven, Rabbi Yechon Mitzakai. He was Rabbi Yechon Mitzakai's sister, son. Kitsi was the nephew of Rabbi Yechon Mitzakai. So Abishalach, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka sent a message to him, Tor betzim legaboy, come, I want to have a private meeting with you. Also, so he came, Omele, he said to him like this, Ad emas avdi sohochi, how long are you bandits going to do this? The katlisa leli alma bekafni, you're going to kill the whole world now, the whole Yerushalayim, you're going to kill out because of this famine that you're causing. Omalei, so his nephew said back to him, my Eved, what can I do? The aminalu bimidi, if I say anything, kotuli, they'll kill me also. He was just a puppet there, he wasn't a real, they didn't listen to him. He had no say in the matter. Omalei, so Yechonam Zaka said to him, chazli takanta, look for me some type of a way, ledidi, the efuk, let me try and get out of Yerushalayim. As I just, these bandits were guarding the gate, didn't let anybody come and go out. So Yechonam Zaka said, think of a way how I should be able to go out. And I'll make some peace with the Romans, and after that, yet teleport them, maybe I'll be able to save them at least a little bit. He's too much saving, he was afraid, we'll see later on, to ask. He's afraid he wouldn't get it. But at least I'll ask for at least something. So that was the ma'aseh. So Amalei said like this, his nephew told him back, Noked nashcha b'ktziri, play sick. V'lei sikul yama v'lei shlubach. Let everybody start talking about and ask around, how are you feeling? And let some of these bandits also come in and ask how you're feeling. V'yaisi midi sar, and put something that smells very bad, v'yagni gabota should be next to your bed like. And when these bandits come in and see you lying there and see you smelling, starts to smell, v'leimu d'noch nashcha, and people say he's dead already. And then v'layel b'cho, and you'll say that you wanted, they'll say he wanted to be buried outside. You don't bury in Yerushalayim, so we'll have to carry the mace, the urine outside Yerushalayim. But he said v'layel b'cho tamidcha, when they come to carry your coffin, make sure you have your own tamidim carry it. V'layel b'cho inshachri, nobody else should carry your coffin. The l'rakshin b'cho, they should not realize the kolay at that you don't weigh that much. The Yinu Yadav, what these bandits know, the Chai, a live person, live weight, clearly is less than Misa, is less than dead weight. So kids say, if they'll carry you, they'll see you're not dead. So Rachatzib Yechon Mazaka did. He played as if he was sick, and eventually the word was that he died. They put him in his coffin, started to carry him out. Nichtas Bar Yablezim Mitzadech, he was on one side, Rabbi Yeshua Mitzadech on the second side. Kimot Lepisch, when they got to the gates, go out Yushlayim, boil the Mitkarei. So these bandits there, but still didn't trust them. They wanted to pierce a sword through the coffin. Omlus Rabbanan said back to them, it's not nice. Yomi Rabbanan Dokrabu. They're going to say that you're stabbing your Rabbanan. It's not nice. So Yomi Rabbanan Dokrabu. People say, you stab Rabbanan. It's not nice. Boiler Mitcho, they want at least like shake the urine to see if they can wake him up or not. Chavez, make him cry maybe, see if he's really alive or not. Omlus, they said back to him also, it's not nice. Yom Rabbanan Dachlo, people say, you're pushing Rabbanan, it's not nice. So the kids, Pischule, they opened up the door, Pischule, Bobo, they opened up the door, Nofik, he went out. The kids of Yechon HaMetzaka was able to get out of Yerushalayim. Kimot lost him, when he went out, he ran straight to the Roman king, or to this Asasimus, he ran straight to him. Omer, he said to him, Shalom Alechem, Malka, Shalom Alechem, Malka. Peace to the king, peace to the king. Omalei, this Simon said back to him, Mechayav says, Shrei Kotli, you deserve to be killed twice. Chod, the one, the love, Malka, noble, gorously, Malka, I'm not the king, and you call me the king. For so, secondly, Imalkanon, if you want to do call me the king, I did not, my little sister, God boy, how come you didn't come to me until now? Omalei, he said like this, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the calm with love, Malka, that's what you said, that you're not a king, you should know, Ibra, the truth is,